Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. The state's minimum wage will be hitting $15 an hour in a little over 4 years, and many growers are already preparing for the impact it will have on the overall cost of labor. Mark Van Clavern is a diversified farmer from Madera who grows Thompson seedless grapes, almonds, and watermelons. He raised a concern about the kind of expectation that level of pay comes with.
When you raise the entry-level wage so high that people really have to produce a lot per hour or they are not employed, then it makes it hard for people who have no experience. If you can't produce $15 an hour or more of, have that much production, then you can't work because nobody will hire you. Nobody's going to hire you to lose money.
More from Mark Van Clavern after this.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
The federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, which was established in 2009. Of the top 10 agricultural producing states in the country, only 4 of them have minimum wage rates higher than the federal level. Van Clavern expressed his doubts about the purpose of raising California's minimum wage.
The whole issue of employment is an agreement between an employee and employer that, hey, I will work for you for so much an hour and try to produce to your expectations. And that is like a private contract. And so the government gets in between there and says, you have to pay this person at least $15 an hour.
Van Clavern also noted some of the unintended consequences of raising the minimum wage that many consumers don't take into consideration.
When you tell an employer he has to pay somebody so much, that $15 an hour to produce, and they can't, something's either not going to get done or the farm will have to switch operations and head in a different direction or hopefully recover those costs with higher food prices.
This is California Ag Today.